This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Could police have stopped the Uvalde, Texas shooter sooner? The question still being asked this morning, 3 days after a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school. Vincent Salazar's 11-year-old daughter, Layla, was one of the children killed. Could she have been saved if police had gotten there sooner?
How fast can you act? I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much of a difference it would have made, you know, if, you know, maybe they could have acted faster. That remains to be seen. Like I said, everything, you know, as the day goes by, we get more and more information.
The first police officers did not arrive on the scene until 12 minutes after the shooter got there, crashing his truck into the school building. The AP's Tim McGuire on the grieving families.
I don't want her just to be another kid. I don't want her just to be another face.
Mayite Rodriguez made her way back from all Fs because of her trouble with remote learning to the AB honor roll at Robb Elementary. Tuesday was awards day at the school, she and many of her classmates being honored for their accomplishments this school year. Her mother, Anna Rodriguez, says Mayite, Jacqueline, Alethea, Annabella, and all the others should never be forgotten.
Each one of them has a story to tell.
19 children and their two teachers killed by an 18-year-old gunman 2 days before the end of the school year. I'm Tim McGuire.
Ukraine's foreign minister says things in the eastern part of the country are even worse than people are saying as they try to fight off the Russians. In his words, if you really care for Ukraine, weapons, weapons, and weapons. China says the U.S. is trying to smear Beijing's reputation. The U.S. said yesterday that China is a long-term threat to world order. This is AP News. The actor Ray Liotta has died. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this.
Actor Ray Liotta has died while filming a movie in the Dominican Republic. Liotta was 67.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Ray Liotta was so well known for playing bad guys like mobster Henry Hill in Goodfellas that he fought his whole life to show he was a sweetheart. Liotta told reporters in 1997 he played good guys too, like in Field of Dreams.
Nobody even remembers that I was Shoeless Joe in that, because I didn't hit Kevin in the head with the bat, I guess.
Liotta's first big break was in the soap opera Another World, and then the film Something Wild. He also appeared in Hannibal, Corinna Corinna, and Operation Dumbo Drop. I'm Margie Zarletta.
The AAA predicts 39 million of us will travel 50 miles or more from home during this holiday weekend, up more than 8% from last year, but still below pre-pandemic 2019 levels. That was a peak year for travel. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.